News, sports, weather from Dr. Bill Williams, traffic info from Kane, and one of the Gulf Coast's most familiar voices. It's Mobile Mornings with Dan Brennan and Dalton Arwig.
A sweaty baby update is like a smile inoculation where we've got so much going on, most of it not so good. It's just nice to think about little Izzy giving you fits because you're not getting Mickey Mouse on TV in a timely manner, I guess.
I know. That's a failure on my part.
She's tough. A lot of information to pass along to you, including Kane and traffic right now.
Good morning, everyone. From the Premier Medical Traffic Center, they're working accidents at Cottage Hill Road and Talking Leaves Court, also Airport and Bourbon Drive, moving out one out of the roadway. State troopers are clear, but no major backups or delays across the Bayway, the Causeway, Daphne, Spanish Fort. You're looking good. The Royal Street Tavern, open and anxiously waiting to serve you. Taste rare bourbon, 16 beers on tap, and some of the best handcrafted cocktails in Mobile. The Royal Street Tavern inside the Battle House Hotel, open every Tuesday through Saturday from 4:30 to 11. And I'm Kane with your FM Talk 106.5 traffic.
Inviting someone in your home to care for a loved one is a difficult decision. I'm Daphne with Southern Cross Home Care. At Southern Cross, we offer companionship to total care for all ages. Our family of caregivers are selected for their experience and compassion. We provide ongoing training to meet the safety and needs of all of our clients. Contact us at southerncrosshomecare.com or follow us on Facebook and let our family care for your family.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority, and Dr. Bill Williams.
Well, skies will be mostly cloudy across the Gulf Coast today. Look for a few showers with temperatures around 80 degrees. Tonight, mostly cloudy, lows in the upper 60s. And then tomorrow, mostly sunny with just isolated showers and high temperatures in the mid-80s. This is meteorologist Dr. Bill Williams for FM Talk 106.5.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority.
Morning from Dan Brennan, Dalton Arwig. It is Mobile Mornings on FM Talk 106.5 at 7:08. Three big things. President Trump returns to the White House. Also, a combination of nervousness and confidence for Mobile County Public School students returning to in-person learning. Almost probably feels odd to them to be back in the classroom right now. And many high school football games being rescheduled because of, you know why, Hurricane Delta. And that's what we want to talk about right now. Hurricane Delta has rapidly intensified into a Category 2 in the Caribbean, expected to hammer Mexico's Yucatan Peninsula by tomorrow. Delta continues to pose a hurricane danger to the U.S. Gulf Coast late this week with threats of storm surge, flooding, damaging winds, and heavy rainfall. So that's why we've got Mobile Radio's only staff meteorologist, Dr. Bill Williams, to kind of make sure we've got the right information. Mm-hmm. So when it comes down to this, basically, you know what you want. We all want to know the same thing, when and where. So when is it going to strike? Where is it going to strike? Where's the eye going to be? How's it going to affect us? And about 30 minutes ago, Dr. Bill Williams had this to say about that.
And now it appears that the landfall, at least as we look at it now, will be Friday night, early Saturday morning on the Louisiana coast, most likely the eastern portion of the Louisiana coast. And that will most likely occur around midnight or into the very early hours of Saturday. Now, once it approaches the coast, it may actually lose some strength because the waters along the coast have been roughed up from previous tropical activity, and they're not quite as warm as they were, say, a month ago. And as a result, it may lose a little bit of strength, but still be a Category 2 when it makes landfall in Louisiana. Then on Saturday, it will track through southeast Louisiana into Mississippi, on up through the eastern portion of Mississippi on Saturday. We will be on the eastern side, mm-hmm. at least as things look right now. We will be on the eastern side, and therefore we can expect, of course, periods of heavy rain beginning Friday night and through Saturday. And we at least can experience tropical storm force winds. That means we see some gale force gusts of 40 to perhaps 50 miles per hour. Hurricane force winds will likely be over Louisiana and maybe some gusts affecting portions of Mississippi near the Louisiana border. So that's the way it looks now. It appears that it'll be far enough away, so we will keep those hurricane force winds to the west. any slight turn more to the northeast could bring that storm a lot closer to Mobile on the Friday night and Saturday. But right now, it looks like a target for the Louisiana coast.
Seems rather confident as you can be a few days out.
Right. And, you know, we had someone text earlier, Lisa said, so it sounds as if the track isn't subject to change then. And I would say that while Dr. Bill spoke with a high probability that it will make landfall in Louisiana, that this can still change. I mean, it hasn't even tracked across the Yucatan yet. And
yeah, exactly.
That's coming. So even though, you know, right now they said, and Dr. Bill and other meteorologists say, they're pretty certain of the storm's course, there's still that possibility that it moves eastward. And that's why we saw this mistake made with Hurricane Sally, yep. That just because you're not in the cone, or if you're on one of the edges of the cone where they're projecting the storm to come in, you have to prepare as if it's going to come right into your, as if it's going to make landfall over your house, is how you should prepare, just in case.
And should you prepare if you own a lot of construction barges?
I would say it's probably a pretty good idea if you, I don't know, own, 40 to 50 construction barges in Pensacola, and that's been a major topic of discussion over there with Skanska. Skanska, that's the company that has been working on the Pensacola Bay Bridge, and they have all these construction barges, and of course, right as or right before Hurricane Sally made landfall 3 weeks ago, some of those construction barges, 23 to be specific, came loose, and one of those happened to bump into the 3 mile bridge where they were doing construction and tore it up. It's going to be, 3 to 6 months before they're able to fix that.
You know, you don't want people to go berserk, mm-hmm. because it's such an inconvenience for the folks over there. They got to go all the way to Garcon Point, and it's really way out of the way. So I think, you know, then you say, well, it might be a little bit longer. Keep getting to that date and or close to a date, and then you say, well, give us a little more time.
Yeah.
Anyway,
well,
Skanska, they kind of, what they said was, well, the information we had with Sally did not indicate to us, blah, mm-hmm. blah, 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 blah. But, you know, lawyers are gathering.
And smart move by Skanska to get ahead of Delta. They said, we're making all preparations necessary to best ensure the safety of the community and our construction team members. Given the storm's projected path at this time, we're preparing our project site and equipment for a potential hurricane force impact. So Skanska, I guess, learned from their mistakes during Hurricane Sally, but I love this bit of levity. The Pensacola Police Department.
This is brilliant.
They hopped on Facebook yesterday, had a picture of the projected path of the storm, and said, we don't know who needs to hear this, and we're certainly not naming names. But if you own large, heavy maritime equipment that has a tendency to pinball around the bay, now would be an optimal time to lock those down. So a bit of a, what the kids call a subtweet directed at Skanska.
I don't know who the comedy writer is with the Pensacola Police Department, but the verb pinball, that lifted the level of levity, I think, because you get the impression of those things. And they did. They had 22 barges hit property. Mostly private property.
Yeah,
up on people's beaches and lawns and wharfs and just crazy.
Of course, that was a major part of the cleanup for Escambia County, Florida, and we've got lots of cleanups still going on from Hurricane Sally in Baldwin County and here in Mobile. If you're not subscribed to Mayor Sandy Stimson's email newsletter, I encourage you to do so at the City of Mobile website. But he had an update yesterday on the debris removal from Hurricane Sally. He said, as of 5 p.m., our crews have collected more than 47% of the estimated 381,000 cubic yards of trash and debris that Hurricane Sally left scattered through the city, and they have a map up on the website and in that newsletter that shows which areas of the city of Mobile they've been focusing their efforts to pick up this debris. And then thank you to Chris on the text line. He said last night on Facebook, Fairhope said they've removed about 20% of their estimated 400,000 cubic feet of debris. And
80% of the debris is left. I mean, and that's no one's fault. I'm
right.
Just saying it's the destruction was incredible.
That's how much there is.
Yeah.
And so, you know, cubic yards of debris, that's, you know, you don't think of that and say, oh, that's this much, or at least I don't. It was Paul on our text line who let us know 30,000 cubic yards of debris is about 8 million pounds. Both Mobile and Fairhope have right around 400,000 cubic yards of debris that they're planning to pick up or have picked up from people's yards. So that's
I'm in the 53%, by the way.
They haven't gotten to you yet.
Not yet.
They have gotten to me. And one truck holds 20 cubic yards. So you think 400,000 cubic yards of debris that needs to be picked up, and one truck can hold 20. That's how many different trips they've got to make. So lots of debris that still needs to be picked up from Hurricane Sally. Not sure how many loose limbs and branches there are in trees after Sally. Maybe not as many as there were before. And not sure how many trees are just right about ready to topple over after feeling that high wind from Sally for so long. But if
you a breath of fresh air,
if Hurricane Delta moves into the area, you know, we got to expect more cleanup and longer time to recover.
Maybe Skanska can pivot to being hurricane cleanup trucks rather than barges.
Put the debris on the barges. I like that.
It is 16 minutes after 7 o'clock, FM Talk 106.5, and Auburn Sports Today is on the way.
Fresh, local, that's Allegri Farm Market. With fresh produce daily straight from their farm to your table. Sneak out and catch this morning's pickings and bring home the goodness of the Baldwin County earth, rain, and sunshine. Seasonal fruits, vegetables, locally made products, dairy, shelled peas, and ready-to-cook casseroles. Allegri Farm Market helps make fresh meals easy and affordable. Just off I-10 in Daphne at Highway 181 and County Road 64. Open daily 8 to 6, Sundays 9 to 6. Fresh, local, delicious. Allegri Farm Market.
Good morning, I'm Jessica Taloney with WKRG News 5 this morning. FEMA has closed their registration centers in Biola, Battery, and Fairhope ahead of Hurricane Delta. The centers in Foley, Robertsdale, and Atmore will close tomorrow at 6 p.m. Anyone needing to apply for financial assistance in the wake of Hurricane Sally may have to do that online as the Gulf Coast prepares for the possibility of a second hurricane in just over 3 weeks. Today, voters on the Gulf Coast will head to the polls to vote in municipal runoff elections. Voters in Daphne, Spanish Fort, and Pritchard will elect their mayors. Polls open at 7 this morning until 7 this evening. Spanish Fort Police Department recognized 4 officers and a police dispatcher for their bravery during a shooting last month in the Bass Pro Shop parking lot. Robert Smith Jr. is accused of firing more than 40 rounds outside the business September 5th. The officers and a dispatcher were honored at last night's city council meeting. I'm Jessica Taloney with WKRG News 5, local coverage you can count on.
Does a new building with a wind rating of 175 miles per hour appeal to you? That certainly is within our capability. This is Scott Armstrong with Kemco Metal Buildings. For almost 50 years, Kemco has been designing and constructing the highest quality steel buildings for our customers. Whether you need a building for commercial, industrial, agricultural, storage, church, or community use, or if you just want a Kemco building for yourself, please contact us. Kemco will use state-of-the-art software and our many years of experience to help you custom design a metal building that best suits your needs. Check out our website at KemcoBuildings.com or stop by our 40,000 square foot facility on Pollard Road in Daphne. We're big enough to get the job done, yet small enough to give you homegrown service. That is KEMKO251-626-0594. Our goal is to exceed your expectations.
The radio show voted most likely to draw a targeting penalty.
Right now, you officially qualify, I can't believe I'm saying it, as one of the dumbest callers we've ever had.
You're a lying piece of crap. You are a loser.
The Paul Feinbaum Show on FM Talk 106.5.
FM Talk 106.5, Dan Brennan, Dalton Orwig, and it is time now for Auburn Sports Today.
From the Auburn Sports Network, Alpha Insurance presents Auburn Sports Today. Here's Brad Law.
Auburn hosts Arkansas Saturday afternoon at Jordan-Hare Stadium. It's a Razorback team that beat Mississippi State on the road last weekend to snap a 20-game SEC losing streak. Coach Gus Malzahn knows the Hogs will come in riding high.
They'll definitely be confident and, you know, give it their best, and we will too.
Saturday's game kicks just after 3. Our radio coverage begins at noon Saturday from Jordan-Hare. More from the head coach after this from Alpha Insurance.
It's never too early or too late to buy life insurance. Protect your kids with Alpha's First Step Life Plan while securing affordable coverage on yourself with the Next Chapter policy. Or if you're between 40 and 80, Alpha's Guaranteed Acceptance Life could be a good fit for you. As easy as Alpha makes it to protect who you love, now it's easy to protect what you love with the Enduring Gift Life Plan. You can leave one final gift to your favorite church or charity. Let the legacy you leave be a good one. Call Alpha today.
Auburn is back on the practice field today, hoping to get some of their injured players back. Tigers suffered injuries to starters in the linebacking core, the secondary, the wide receiver core, and the offensive line against Georgia last Saturday. Gus Malzahn with an update.
We're going to have to get healed up. There's no doubt about that. But like I said, this is the SEC. We've got eight games left, so we're going to have to heal up. We'll be smart this week. I'd say at this time, we're hopeful that we have everyone. You know, later in the week, I'll have a more of an update, but, hopefully we'll have everyone back.
Practice today, tomorrow, and Thursday as the Tigers prepare for Saturday's date with the Razorbacks. Until tomorrow, I'm Brad Law for Auburn Sports Today.
This information update brought to you by Roy Lewis Construction, delivering unparalleled value and quality on new construction in commercial and industrial applications. Roy Lewis Construction, building legacies one relationship at a time. Licensed in Alabama, Florida, and Mississippi.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority, and Dr. Bill Williams.
Well, skies will be mostly cloudy across the Gulf Coast today. Look for a few showers with temperatures around 80 degrees. Tonight, mostly cloudy, lows in the upper 60s. And then tomorrow, mostly sunny with just isolated showers and high temperatures in the mid-80s. This is meteorologist Dr. Bill Williams for FM Talk 106.5.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority.
Your workplace needs a welcoming space for employees to relax with a cup of coffee or tea and share creative ideas. And Azalea Coffee Service can create that space for your office. Azalea Coffee Service provides everything. Coffee machines, plus coffee, teas, water, even Keurig and pantry items. Need vending services? Azalea does that too. Throw out that old nasty office coffee pot and replace it with Azalea Coffee Service, the only locally owned and operated coffee service in the Mobile area. Call 675-9178 or online azaleacoffee.com.
Miss a show?
No!
No problem. Podcasts of your favorite FM Talk 106.5 shows are waiting for you right now at fmtalk1065.com. And never miss a minute of the best in local talk when you subscribe to FM Talk 106.5 on iTunes or Stitcher.
From the AllianceRoofing.com Traffic Center, Cottage Hill Road in Talking Leaves Court, they've got an accident moving out of the roadway. Still a good ride across the Bayway and the Causeway. Starting to see heavier traffic again at 31 and 181 by Rockway Elementary. The school zone's back it down to 20 miles an hour. From Schillinger, Three Notch, and again northbound 65 up towards Saraland, a good ride in. Lotus CBD and Foley at 3872 South McKenzie Street across from the golf course. If you suffer from anxiety, depression, or maybe back pain like I do, you may receive relief with Lotus CBD products now with curbside service. And I'm Kane with your FM Talk 106.5 traffic.
FM Talk 106.5, it is Mobile Mornings with Dan Brennan and Dalton Orwig at 7:23. Very, very Trumpy return to the White House by President Trump. You would, again, I'm not surprised, you expect nothing less, but he likes things to be big and shiny and dramatic, and that's how he made his return to the White House after leaving the military hospital where he was receiving the best possible care you could have would be given to the president of the United States, right? Some people are talking about, hey, man, the president beat coronavirus. Yeah, good. I'm glad he did. But keep in mind, not everybody's got the benefit of the level of care that he would get. That
right.
just makes sense, right?
Yeah, and, it's not exactly easy to sneak in or sneak out of the White House if you're the president. So I'm not saying that the president doesn't like the drama that follows him along.
True.
But, you had cameras trained on the White House yes. basically from the time that he announced he was positive until he returned last night.
That's a very fair point. Very fair point. So anyway, he addressed the citizens of the United States talking about coronavirus. This is some of what he had to say.
Don't let it dominate your lives. Get out there. Be careful. We have the best medicines in the world, and it all happened very shortly, and they're all getting approved, and the vaccines are coming momentarily.
So some of that, some of his comments were met with criticism because it seems like, please humble it up a little bit or humble it down and say, wow, that was something, and talk about how we're still in the middle of a battle. But Donald Trump, he took the whole thing another way. So I don't know if the criticism is valid or not, but the criticism is out there, and you've seen it as you flip around the channels.
Well, yeah, and it's obvious. I think even if we weren't within a month of the general election, that the president would be trying to show strength like he has ever since he tested positive for COVID-19.
Yep.
I mean, you think of the Twitter videos that they've been sending out, even while he was in Walter Reed Military Hospital, and then no different when he arrived yesterday to the White House. He's saying, look, it's, you know, it wasn't good. He said he wasn't feeling great. 2 days prior, he had a fever for a little while. He, you know, he had some of the symptoms from COVID-19. He said it wasn't great, but we can't let this rule our lives. Now, of course, with the people who have lost people in their lives due to this disease, that is a tough thing to hear. But he's also, in a way, right that we can't let this virus completely rule the way that we live our lives.
Yeah.
Sure, we need to be careful, and you need to get medical care when you're feeling ill, but I think the president is playing this the right way, especially if he's looking to pick up more votes heading into the November 3rd election.
That's a fair point. And also, so those who know the way things are done at the White House, some of that's come under criticism about protocols at the White House and in the press room and things like that. With that in mind, the deputy press secretary, Brian Morgenstern, talked about new protocols that they've undergone now.
We are certainly standing back from each other. We're wearing our masks. But the business of the American people has to continue.
Okay. So there you go. Anyway, the president's back in the White House, and the march toward the election goes on.
Yeah, it does. And the president last night took his fourth of, I believe, five doses of remdesivir. That's the treatment plan that he's on. He's going to have that fifth dose today. And his doctor, Dr. Connolly, said he's cautiously optimistic that the president will continue to get better. He also addressed some reporters' questions, like you said, about the safety concerns, and especially regarding the president riding around outside of Walter Reed Hospital while he had COVID-19. And Connolly said the president's been surrounded by medical and security staff for days wearing full PPE. And yesterday, the U.S. Secret Service agents were in that same level of PPE for a very short period of time. And if you watch the video of the president arriving back at the White House, stepping off of Marine One, he wore that mask across the White House lawn as he walked up to the south portico steps and then took the, I guess, two flights of stairs up there to a balcony and then stood out on the balcony and took the mask off, which I thought was also a good move to show that, you know, he's still here. He's still president.
That's him.
And
that's,
man,
not somebody in a Trump mask.
So many of the hot takes from that one video last night where people were saying, the president is gasping for air. He's having a really tough time with this virus. Let me remind you, 74 years old, still has COVID, and it just walked across the lawn and up two flights of stairs. There are a number of people who don't have COVID that would have been gassed after that.
I'd have been straight in a lawn chair at that point. I say, press conference is over. FM Talk 106.5, Dr. Bill on this, well, upcoming hurricane event coming our way. That's all on the way on FM Talk 106.5.
This WKRG News 5 update is brought to you by Mike Ward's Liberty Safes. You can buy a safe anywhere, but you can't get this kind of service anywhere. Buy from the folks you trust. Mike Ward's Liberty Safes, 471-1137.
Jessica Taloney with WKRG News 5 this morning. FEMA has closed their registration centers in Bayou La Batre and Fairhope ahead of Hurricane Delta. The centers in Foley, Robertsdale, and Atmore will close tomorrow at 6 p.m. Anyone needing to apply for financial assistance in the wake of Hurricane Sally may have to do that online as the Gulf Coast prepares for the possibility of a second hurricane in just over 3 weeks. Today, voters on the Gulf Coast will head to the polls to vote in municipal runoff elections. Voters in Daphne, Spanish Fort, and Pritchard will elect their mayors. Polls open at 7 this morning until 7 this evening. Spanish Fort Police Department recognized 4 officers and a police dispatcher for their bravery during a shooting last month in the Bass Pro Shop parking lot. Robert Smith Jr. is accused of firing more than 40 rounds outside the business September 5th. The officers and a dispatcher were honored at last night's city council meeting. I'm Jessica Taloney with WKRG News 5, local coverage you can count on.
A few years ago, I decided to buy a Liberty Safe to protect my valuables. I never dreamed that my house would be broken into. What they couldn't break into was my Liberty Safe. I am so thankful I bought the safe. It's worth every penny. I highly recommend Mike Ward's Liberty Safes.
Protect your valuables with a safe from Mike Ward's Liberty Safes and get 12 months no interest financing. I-65 and Moffett Road, look for the giant yellow safe.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
I learned so much about coronavirus.
President Trump's comments as he will continue his coronavirus treatment at the White House after his three-night stay at Walter Reed Medical Center in Maryland. The president continues.
One thing that's for certain, don't let it dominate you. Don't be afraid of it. You're going to beat it. We're going back to work. We're going to be out front. As your leader, I had to do that. I knew there's danger to it, but I had to do it. Nobody that's a leader would not do what I did.
Democratic presidential nominee Joe Biden has remained mostly silent regarding President Trump until Monday.
Contracts the virus by essentially saying masks don't matter, social distancing doesn't matter, I think is responsible for what happens to them.
This is USA Radio News.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Extendovite really works. Here are some reviews from Amazon.com. Amazon customer, 5 out of 5 stars. I'm quite happy about it. This product has relieved what appears to be an angina problem, pain in the chest after climbing stairs, and short on breath. I'm quite happy about it. Dr. Sam Surreal. Good product and ingredients. Kept my blood pressure normal after mild heart attack in 2015. Switched to plant-based diet also to reverse atherosclerosis. John Bispico's, 5 out of 5 stars. Built up my immune system. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
I'm Jennifer Kishenko with Your Money Now. Teen spending hit its lowest levels in two decades as teens spent less money on food, concerts, and events. According to an annual report from Piper Jaffray, teens during the fall spent about $2,150 this year, down 9% from last year. Apparel spending came in at about $507 per teen per year, with Nike the favored brand, followed by American Eagle and Adidas. Teens reported spending just $87 on handbags, an all-time low. Big Hit Entertainment, the management label for K-pop sensation BTS, saw strong but not spectacular demand in the first 2 days of share offerings for retail investors, with sentiment hurt by increasing talk that the band's members may have to complete military service. In South Korea, all able-bodied men age 18 or above are obliged at some point to serve in the military for 20 months, but there's been some discussion within parliament that the band, which has become the first South Korean group to reach number one, may be excused. And that's Your Money Now.
It may not be stomach issues.
For me, it's intense gas, or pain, or diarrhea, sometimes all at once, over and over.
I spent years with the symptoms, but could never figure it out.
No matter what I did, they never went away. So I decided to break it down for my doctor and get really specific about my symptoms.
We discovered that exocrine pancreatic insufficiency, or EPI, may be the reason for my stomach issues.
EPI is caused by my pancreas. It leads to diarrhea, gas, bloating, stomach pain, unexplained weight loss, and oily stools. The symptoms just don't go away.
But EPI can show up with even one symptom.
The good news? EPI is manageable.
But to get to the right diagnosis, you have to break it down for your doctor and get specific about the severity of your symptoms.
Visit identifyepi.com to learn more and use the symptom checker to help change the conversation with your doctor. Brought to you by AbbVie.
The management and employees of the Alabama State Port Authority reminds motorists that school children are not always aware of the traffic dangers as they go to and from school. It is up to us to be extremely alert and cautious, to keep your eyes on the road, and don't text while driving. Make this an accident-free and safe school year. This year, give the greatest gift of all, courtesy behind the wheel. This message provided as a service by the management and employees of the Alabama State Port Authority, taking part in this year's Back to School Safety Program.
Now weather with Mobile Radio's only staff meteorologist, Dr. Bill Williams.
Man, aren't you glad we've got this guy? I know we are. Dr. Bill, 735. Good morning. It looks a little cloudy out there today.
Yeah, good morning, Dan. Yeah, the clouds have moved in after a beautiful weekend and yesterday with clear skies. But we're going to see a lot of clouds now for the next several days with this tropical system now coming out of the Caribbean. And it looks like we will get some rainfall out of this, and that'll be certainly be the case for Friday and Saturday. Now, today, a few showers are possible. Look for a high of about 80 degrees this afternoon under mostly cloudy skies. Tonight, mostly cloudy. I think we'll get into the upper 60s around daybreak. And then tomorrow should be mostly sunny and a slight chance of an afternoon shower. And we're going to warm up to 85 degrees for tomorrow afternoon. Now, after that, the effects of the tropical system or hurricane that's now over the Caribbean will start to be felt along the Gulf Coast. So Thursday, mostly cloudy, good chance for showers, high in the low 80s. And then Friday, showers are likely and windy, the high in the low 80s. And then Saturday, windy again with showers on the high in the low 80s. Things will improve on Sunday, mostly sunny, slight chance of a shower, and a high temperature in the lower 80s.
Dr. Bill, yesterday, Tropical Storm Delta evolved into Hurricane Delta. And what are you seeing right now? What's the track of the storm? And what kind of size storm are we looking at right now?
Well, the storm is now very close to being a Category 3. Highest winds are now 110 miles per hour. The storm's moving to the west-northwest at 15 miles per hour. Right now, it's west of Jamaica, and it looks like early tomorrow morning, it will cross the northeastern tip of the Yucatan Peninsula. Now, that landmass is very flat. It's not much of an obstruction for the storm. So it should maintain its strength, and it could possibly even reach a Category 4 when it reaches the Yucatan. It'll cross that portion of the Yucatan and then move into the Gulf, and it'll spend tomorrow moving northwest across the southern Gulf. And then by late on Thursday, it will be making a turn to the north over the west central Gulf, and then eventually a turn to the northeast. And now it appears that the landfall is going to be in Louisiana, and it will be after midnight, early morning hours of Saturday, on the eastern portion of the Louisiana coast, which would take the center of the storm just west of New Orleans. And after that, it will lose intensity, become a tropical storm, and move up through south and then eastern Mississippi and into northern Alabama early on Sunday. So the real impact of hurricane winds will be on the Louisiana coast and through the lowlands of Louisiana and on up west of New Orleans. And that, of course, will be early on Saturday morning. Right now, as it stands, we're on the eastern side, and all that's an area where we expect a considerable amount of rain. And we're far enough away so that we'll see gale force winds Friday night and a good portion of Saturday. That means wind gusts of anywhere from 40 to 60 miles per hour. It looks like the hurricane force winds will be closer to the Louisiana border and on into Louisiana. We'll have some gusty winds. Now, it only would take a slight change in the track after Yucatan and after making its turn, just a slight track change to the east could bring it right into the Mobile area. So we're not out of the woods here at all here. This storm, even though we're targeting Louisiana, there's still that possibility that it could shift a little bit to the east. But right now, the target is going to be Louisiana coast and a track just west of New Orleans and then on up into Mississippi. It will probably lose some strength before it reaches the Louisiana coast. And the reason for that is the waters are cooler. This whole area, Louisiana, Mississippi, and Alabama coastal areas, we've had some tropical activity, and it has cooled the waters a little bit. And so we may see a drop in the intensity of the storm from, say, a Category 3 to a Category 2 when it makes landfall in Louisiana.
Dr. Bill, you sound relatively confident that it'll be making landfall in Louisiana. First, what are the atmospheric conditions that we should be hoping for to keep that storm west of us? And then at about what time this week will we be more than fairly confident of the direction of this storm?
Well, it's going to be most likely on Thursday as it moves out into the Gulf. And as to whether there's going to be any kind of a significant change in the track at that time. After that, most likely the target will be established. Whether it's going to be Louisiana or points farther east, we'll know by then. But right now it appears that it is the Louisiana coast. The steering currents on this one are such that it will move a lot faster than Sally. It's a little more predictable when it has more of a steering current. In case of the storm like Sally, where it moved very slow, steering currents are weak, and it can make a quick turn. But this storm is going to move along at a much faster pace, and therefore the rainfall totals will not be as great as what we're seeing in Hurricane Sally, although some areas will certainly pick up 4 to 8 inches of rain closer to on the eastern side of the center. Again, it's going to move rather rapidly, at least if it maintains that 15 speed. That'll be a lot faster than what we saw in Hurricane Sally. And we're going to watch it very carefully once it leaves the Yucatan to see if there's any change in that track.
Excellent. Okay, Dr. Bill, thank you for the information and the information up to date, up to the moment, as you see it right now. We appreciate that, and we'll look forward to any, well, not changes, but just updates with the forecast beginning in the morning.
Okay, Dan.
Dr. Bill Williams breaking it down, and heads up to our friends in Mississippi, by the way. Obviously, if it remains on this track, places like Gulfport, Biloxi, they're going to be very affected by the storm.
Yeah, no doubt about that. And obviously, we hope that we don't have landfall here in Alabama. But keep in mind, being on the east side of the storm, that's where all the wind comes from. That's where a lot of the heavy downpours. So even if this does make landfall in Louisiana, we're still on the east side of that storm and could be looking at a lot of wind and a lot of rain like we've seen over the last, well, not in the last week, but definitely when Hurricane Sally came to town.
742 FM Talk 106.5, Dan, Brennan, Dalton, Orwig, and Get Out the Vote. That's on the way.
This is Chris Francis, board certified master arborist at Chris Francis Tree Care. 251-367-8733-251-4-TREE. Hurricane Sally has caused many problems in our area. We have lost many trees, and there are still some standing that have partially failed. But please don't take out your frustration on the ones that survived. Most of those stayed for a reason. They were able to withstand the winds and rain. We need trees. There are too many benefits to list. So please don't let someone talk you into removing a structurally sound tree. We have brought in additional arborist cranes and equipment to help with your tree emergencies. We now have quick response times and can come out for an estimate within 24 hours. So call us if a tree is on your house or you have a tree headed toward your house. 251-367-8733. 251-4-TREE. Chris Francis Tree Care. Don't take chances. Call Chris Francis.
Throughout our lives, we trust our doctors because they've been there for us with their dedication and courage. That's why we worked with them to design Ascension Complete Providence, a trusted Medicare Advantage plan that was made with your health in mind. It includes a $0 monthly plan premium and primary care doctor copay, dental benefits, including up to $3,000 for dentures and other dental services, $50 in savings each month with a Part B premium rebate, spiritual and emotional care with a chaplain, anytime, anywhere, and much more. The annual enrollment period runs October 15th through December 7th, so visit ascensioncomplete.com to learn more. Ascension Complete, a Medicare Advantage plan made by your doctors, so you can plan on living your life to the fullest. Benefit offerings will vary by plan. These plans are available in Mobile County. Ascension Complete is contracted with Medicare for HMO plans. Enrollment in Ascension Complete depends on contract renewal. Other providers are available in our network.
Log in now for streaming shows, host bios, on-demand forecasts, local, national, and global news, plus interactive polls and blogs. Get all of it online now at fmtalk1065.com.
From the SpringHillToyota.com Traffic Center, just one accident, but multiple vehicles with injuries at Cottage Hill Road and Talking Leaves Court. They've been there a while, so give them time. It's partially the roadway. Looks good so far as you're traveling across the Bayway. Again, no major delays from Tillman's Corner or Theodore. Lambert's Cafe, home of the Thrill Rolls. Highway 59 and Foley got you covered for lunch and dinner with their great home-style cooking and what they're known for, all their free pass-arounds, including all the Thrill Rolls you can catch. See their menu at ThrillRolls.com. And I'm Kane with your FM Talk 106.5 Traffic.
7:45. I'm not trying to be a smart aleck. I really don't know the answer to this. Dan, Brennan, Dalton, or we're going to talk 106.5. So I've got the hurricane debris. I'm in the 53% of the city of Mobile who hasn't had it picked up yet. And I'm not blaming anybody. That's just a fact, you know. Mm-hmm. So I still got the debris. If I end up with more debris this weekend, then do I take? Do I put the new hurricane debris on top of the old hurricane debris, or do I take the new hurricane debris and just kind of place it around it, almost like a decoration? Or what do I do with the new hurricane debris if I still have the old hurricane debris?
Great question. I think the best route would probably be to have a Sally pile and a Delta pile.
Ah.
That way you can show people and say, yeah, that was from Sally, and this was from Delta. And I still have a sore back, and that's for picking up, you know, sticks from all across the yard.
Well, you know what I've been dealing with, too? I was wondering, I've had a sore back, but I've had kidney stones in the past. No fun. So I was starting to wonder, is that a sore back from picking up the debris,
or
is this the kidney stone pregame show, which is not fun at all?
No.
Anyway, it's getting a little bit better, so I guess I'll be ready to pick up the debris.
Yeah, and, you know, for me, it's been much easier than so many folks across Baldwin County and Escambia County, Florida, that had more than just debris in their yards. A lot of people with trees in their homes.
No doubt. And we got off way easy.
And so many homes that still have those blue tarps over damaged portions of the roof, and maybe you're waiting for insurance to cover the fixes for those roofs. Maybe you're just in line to have construction companies come out and fix your roof, but this is the last thing you want to see is a storm coming towards our area.
Amazing.
After the damage that Hurricane Sally gave us. So hopefully Dr. Bill's projection comes true, and you know, I hate it for the folks in Louisiana and Mississippi, but I'm hoping that this thing stays west of us, and especially far enough west that there's not even more damage in Baldwin County or in the Pensacola area of Florida.
Speaking of Baldwin County, a couple of elections today for Mayor Daphne and also Spanish Fort. There's also an election for mayor in the city of Pritchard today. Polls are open at all three of those locations, and Chickasaw as well. Mm-hmm. So if you live in any of those municipalities and you're a registered voter, get out and do your thing.
Yeah, polls opened about 47 minutes ago and will run until 7 p.m. tonight. And you mentioned it, Daphne. You have Robin Lejeune facing off against Steve Carey. In Spanish Fort, the incumbent mayor, Mike McMillan, he's facing Rebecca Cornelius. In Pritchard, incumbent mayor Jimmy Gardner is up against city councilman Lorenzo Martin. And then in Chickasaw, Barry Broadhead facing off against Bill Vallon for mayor of Chickasaw. So get out and vote today. And also, you know, absentee voting and mail-in voting have been big topics heading into the November 3rd general election. There's a difference between the two. Absentee voting, you have to request a ballot. Mail-in voting, they send one out to you. But they're already reporting record numbers of absentee ballots for our state of Alabama and certain counties in Alabama that already have just higher numbers of absentee voting than they've seen in the past. They said as many as 10 people per day in Lee County are working to keep up with the push of new ballots that are coming in, and Jefferson County also has a lot of people voting absentee, and it's still not too late to register for an absentee ballot, and you can do that by contacting your local election officials, and I'll give you that number. We'll put it up on our social media here in a minute, but if you are planning on voting and you're not comfortable going out to the polls, absentee voting is something you can do, and is you know, if you're worried about your vote getting lost, absentee voting at least has a better track record than mail-in voting, but still the best way to make sure your vote counts is to go to the polling place on election day.
2020 has been a blast, man.
So much fun.
It's 7:48. You've got sports coming up?
Yeah, coming up in sports, we've had some high school games move to Thursday night to try to get ahead of this Hurricane Delta, and the battle for the belt between South Alabama and Troy has a new date. I got more coming up in sports.
Well, Hurricane Delta cutting into my UTV 44 paycheck. I don't appreciate that at all.
This information update brought to you by Morgan and Morgan. For the people.
Hurt? Dial pound 529 on your cell. Pound law, that's all.
Your trust in us means the world to me. There's only one Morgan & Morgan. ForThePeople.com.
Jessica Taloney with WKRG News 5 this morning. FEMA has closed their registration centers in Biola Battery and Fairhope ahead of Hurricane Delta. The centers in Foley, Robertsdale, and Atmore will close tomorrow at 6 p.m. Anyone needing to apply for financial assistance in the wake of Hurricane Sally may have to do that online as the Gulf Coast prepares for the possibility of a second hurricane in just over 3 weeks. Today, voters on the Gulf Coast will head to the polls to vote in municipal runoff elections. Voters in Daphne, Spanish Fort, and Pritchard will elect their mayors. Polls open at 7 this morning until 7 this evening. Spanish Fort Police Department recognized 4 officers and a police dispatcher for their bravery during a shooting last month in the Bass Pro Shop parking lot. Robert Smith Jr. is accused of firing more than 40 rounds outside the business September 5th. The officers and a dispatcher were honored at last night's city council meeting. I'm Jessica Taloney with
WKRG News 5, local coverage you can count on.
With bird season upon us and deer season just around the corner, are you ready for everything you'll need to be the envy of the hunting camp? Look no further than Mobile Shooting Center in West Mobile. If you need it, they can get it. With a knowledgeable staff and great customer service, Mobile Shooting Center is the place to go for a wide selection of guns and ammo. Get a complimentary mount and bore sight with any gun or scope purchase. Open Monday through Saturday, 10 a.m. to 6 p.m. Visit Mobile Shooting Center today, 9170 Airport Boulevard in West Mobile.
Do you love America? If you do, then you'll get your windows tinted at ProTint Window Tinting because they love America too. Call 802-1234. Life, liberty, and the pursuit of a quality tint job is what they believe in. And ProTint backs up their beliefs by offering you a quality ceramic no-fault lifetime guaranteed installation. Because together, we can make tint great again. Call ProTint Window Tinting, 802-1234. Paid for by the Committee Against Bad Tinting, 220 Portside Boulevard, Mobile, Alabama, 36699.
Mobile Radio's only staff meteorologist is FM Talk 106.5's Dr. Bill Williams. With a three-decade track record of getting it right, get your weather from Dr. Bill Williams four times an hour every weekday morning on FM Talk 106.5.
751 FM Talk 106.5, and right now it's time for the Mobile Morning Sports Report. It's been a difficult fall sports season for so many of our schools here on the Gulf Coast. First and still, you have the threat of COVID-19, which has caused postponements and cancellations. Then we had Hurricane Sally, which kept a number of teams off the field for at least 1 week. And now, the possibility of another storm heading our way later this week, Hurricane Delta. In order to make sure they'll be able to play, a number of games have been moved to earlier this week than the originally scheduled date of Friday. But first, we actually have football tonight. Alberta will host BC Rain for a Week 5 makeup game tonight at 6. Then on Thursday, Spanish Fort will host Blount. And a lot more games have moved to Thursday, thanks to Ben Thomas from AL.com for keeping up with this list. Gulf Shores will host Saraland. Fairhope will host Theodore. Viger plays at Faith Academy at 6 on Thursday. McGill Toolin will host Robertsdale. Bayside Academy plays at Cottage Hill. Baldwin County will host Citronelle. Foley plays Davidson at Ladd Peoples Stadium. Murphy will play at Alma Bryan at 6 on Thursday. And Mary G. Montgomery set to play at Daphne. Also, Millery will host Chickasaw on Thursday night. Some games are still currently scheduled for Friday night. Satsuma set to play at UMS Wright. Baker will host Pine Forest, Florida. And they've moved Williamson at Escambia County to next Monday night. Orange Beach at Washington County has been postponed until the end of the month. And still two games scheduled for Saturday. Alberta, after playing tonight, scheduled to play LaFleur at Ladd Peebles at 11 a.m. on Saturday. And St. Paul's set to host BC Rain at the same time. The battle for the belt was scheduled for this past weekend between Troy and the University of South Alabama right here in Mobile. But because of COVID-19, the Jags were forced to postpone that game. Yesterday, the Sun Belt Conference announced that the Sun Belt Championship date has been pushed back 2 weeks from its originally scheduled date of December 5th. They'll now play that game on December 19th. The Jags and Trojans will make up the 2020 battle for the belt on December 12th at Hancock-Whitney Stadium. Also yesterday, South announced that homecoming, which is on October 17th, home game against Texas State, they will kick off at 11 a.m., and that game will be televised on ESPNU.
Homecoming during a pandemic. I mean, just let that settle in, okay?
753 FM Talk 106.5. That's sports on Mobile Mornings.
And if you're trying to validate that there's a UFO in your neighborhood, watch where you're going. That's on the way.
Hi, I'm Martin Andrews with the Guaranteed Title Company, LLC. We are excited to talk to the FM Talk 106.5 audience about what we do. Our team has been delivering proactive solutions for your real estate closing needs in Mobile and Baldwin counties for over 50 years. And our employees have over 300 years of combined experience. Our clients appreciate our flexibility in accommodating them with their busy schedules. So let us make the process easier for you. The Guaranteed Title Company, we guarantee title. That's what we do.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority, and Dr. Bill Williams.
Well, skies will be mostly cloudy across the Gulf Coast today. Look for a few showers with temperatures around 80 degrees. Tonight, mostly cloudy, lows in the upper 60s. And then tomorrow, mostly sunny with just isolated showers and high temperatures in the mid-80s. This is meteorologist Dr. Bill Williams for FM Talk 106.5.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority.
Bring a little nature indoors to your office. Plants improve productivity and attendance by making a more pleasant working atmosphere, and they actually help filter the air. Carpets, drapes, new paint, and all kinds of furnishings can contain harmful chemicals that can cause headaches, burning eyes, and sinus problems. Nature Indoors will help you solve those problems by bringing a little nature indoors. Beautiful plants and a well-trained professional staff. Call Nature Indoors 649-7733. Bring a little nature indoors to your office. 649-7733.
Auburn fans, join Doug Holton every Thursday from 5 till 8 on location at the Hope Farm, 915 Nichols Avenue in Fairhope. You'll be entertained and can join in his show, Tiger Talk OT. Gather at the Hope Farm for Tiger Talk OT on FM Talk 106.5.
Good morning, everyone, from the Alliance Roofing Traffic Center. We've had a couple minor fender benders. Officers still here at Cottage Hill Road in Talking Leaves Corn. Multiple vehicles involved. That's an accident with injuries. A few other wrecks we've had cleared up. Finding heavier traffic near Government and 65, but I-10 from Rangeline out towards Theodore Dawes Road. Looks like it's a good ride in. Cart Doctor at 5683 U.S. Highway 90 West in Theodore. They're open to help get your carts running. You know, you can rent their carts for any special occasion or buy a new or used cart, too. See them at cartdoctor.com. And I'm Kane with your FM Talk 106.5 traffic.
Oh, we got a foolish guy in China I want to talk about, if you don't mind, Dalton.
Just one?
Well, we're going to focus in on one. I'm sure there's millions. 756 FM Talk 106.5 and News of the Fools. The truth may be out there, but you got to be careful when you're looking for it. A guy in China recently posted a four-second video on TikTok and what he believed was a semi-truck pulling a UFO. So he said, wait a minute, that's a UFO in the back of that semi-truck. Now, he's driving down the road, right? So he says, I got to check, I got to get that, right? He was so distracted by filming the UFO, he crashed into a pole. The pole then not only fell on his car, but two other cars.
Oh.
It also knocked out power to a nearby shopping center. He then went to social media again, this time to say he was so sorry for everything that happened. Anyway, there's your News of the Fools from China. And if you want to get the truth about a UFO in your neighborhood, that's fine. Just be careful. And everybody that does this filming while they're driving, that's kind of asking for it, right?
Yeah, I would say so. Probably not a UFO that he saw on the back of that trailer. But, you know, you can never be sure. That's why you got to get TikTok out as soon as possible. But you do have to. I've seen so many people filming, whether it's on Cottage Hill Road or Government, and they're just not paying attention to the people in front of them.
So. I see. You know what? I see that they like to film the debris now. That's great.
Yeah.
758 FM Talk 106.5. Quinn Hillier is going to join us in just a few minutes. And news, traffic, straight ahead.
Jessica Taloney with WKRG News 5 this morning. FEMA has closed their registration centers in Bayou La Batre and Fairhope ahead of Hurricane Delta. The centers in Foley, Robertsdale, and Atmore will close tomorrow at 6 p.m. Anyone needing to apply for financial assistance in the wake of Hurricane Sally may have to do that online as the Gulf Coast prepares for the possibility of a second hurricane in just over 3 weeks. Today, voters on the Gulf Coast will head to the polls to vote in municipal runoff elections. Voters in Daphne, Spanish Fort, and Pritchard will elect their mayors. Polls open at 7 this morning until 7 this evening. Spanish Fort Police Department recognized four officers and a police dispatcher for their bravery during a shooting last month in the Bass Pro Shop parking lot. Robert Smith Jr. is accused of firing more than 40 rounds outside the business September 5th. The officers and a dispatcher were honored at last night's city council meeting. I'm Jessica Taloney with WKRG News 5, local coverage you can count on.
The Home Service Club sponsors this paid advertisement. Attention homeowners. Broken AC, $4,600. Water heater, $1,500. Fridge on the fridge, $1,000. You need home warranty coverage from the Home Service Club. For around $1 a day, if any of your covered appliances and systems break down, HSC will either do the repair or replace them. HSC has over 15,000 pre-screened, highly rated technicians with the fastest response time in the industry. HSC provides coverage for up to 47 different appliances and systems in your home. Call for a free, no-obligation quote from a trusted HSC service specialist about a home warranty for your entire home, all backed by a 30-day money-back guarantee.
800-929-7449. Call now and get your first month free, plus $75 off your first year. 800-929-7449. 800-929-7449.